don't know if I
want to. Speeding. Here we go. Five, 4, 3.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Dre Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds,
where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
What's up, girl?
Girl, you tell me.
The huge Thanksgiving. We're looking real fall today. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, girl?
I did you?
You know, I always eat good.
So what did you eat?
Well, we decided to cook. Me and my roomie, we decided to cook. She made a chicken, like a little Cornish hen. Mm-hmm. I made the macaroni and cheese. She made why don't people, okay, do black people like green bean casserole?
I was just about to say, did you make that nasty ass green bean
casserole? She didn't. It was good as fuck.
I hate green bean
casserole. I love green bean casserole.
What possessed you to want to mix cream of mushroom with green beans?
Ooh.
And then put onions on top, crispy onions.
You know
on
I
top.
Love a crispy onion.
That's just not a good combo.
It
so
is
what
so
makes
good.
It good to you? Like, is it the way that... What makes it good? Because it just sound nasty in general. So is it the way that certain people season it?
The flavor. The flavor. I love green beans.
I like love green mushrooms. Beans too.
I love onions and I love dick. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought.
What?
I'm sorry. I got off topic. Back to green beans.
Excuse me.
Back to green
beans. What's in your cup?
Damn, mind your business, queen.
Jeez.
No, I'm sorry. No, green bean casserole is good. Just I like casseroles though. You put anything in casserole, I'ma eat it. Green bean casserole.
What's another type
of casserole?
Sweet
potato casserole.
I like sweet potato casserole. I like
gumbo casserole.
Hell no, no.
You ain't never had gumbo casserole?
That's real?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
you
is.
Fucking lying.
Yes, it is.
I like broccoli cheese casserole.
Ooh, you know I love me some broccoli and cheese
that's
casserole.
That's good, but that's really it. That's like the only casserole I like, that and like the sweet potato casserole.
I love anything in a pan that you gotta bake and put cheese on top. Oh, so good.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I just can't get with the green bean casserole. But yeah, you know my mom is here.
Uh-huh.
So,
little Barb.
So we cooked and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You had a plate.
And you know I did what needed to be done. I'm about to lose some weight though. I'm about to get a trainer and get
yeah.
a gym for real. Like I'm about to cut up on these hoes.
You said you was gonna find us a trainer.
Yeah, I'm gonna find
you,
us a trainer.
You haven't been looking.
No, I haven't been looking, but we're looking for a trainer, y'all. So if y'all wanna
is this gonna be like a New Year's resolution type thing? Like
no,
we're gonna start at the first
it's not
of the
a resolution.
Year, or we're gonna just start this year.
It's not a resolution.
It's
a
revolution.
Do you want a revolution?
Whoop, whoop.
I said, do you want a revolution?
Whoop, whoop.
Hey.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You've been practicing. She said, whoa, 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 whoa. You got serious.
I did.
She trying to cover my crap.
I wanted you to feel me.
Drea.
I wanted you to feel. I'm glad you felt it. Mm-hmm. The spirit just moved. It was the spirit. It wasn't me.
Jesus,
it was
faith.
The spirit.
But no, I don't want it to be a New Year's thing. I want it to be like a lifestyle change for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think we really need to get back on our health shit.
We do, because we really been slacking. But I mean,
We eat pretty healthy though. We don't eat bad.
I feel like we eat pretty healthy, but I definitely feel like we've been slacking. But I feel like 2020 has been a crazy year.
Oh my God.
I've like
gained
you need
so
some
much
type
weight
of comfort.
Year.
You
yes.
know, and food is comforting.
Food is comforting.
So,
booty holes are comforting.
Dick is comforting.
Dick is comforting. Money is comforting.
Mm-hmm. So we've just been overindulging in everything.
Honestly, I have.
You know.
Because I got more than $3 now. Cheers.
Cheers. But yeah, I don't know. I definitely feel like
drinking.
We definitely. You gonna stop drinking?
I think so.
You gonna
so.
Take a little? You gonna do a little detox?
I'm lying.
I know
hey,
you fucking lying.
You know what I've recently been doing a lot of lately is edibles.
I know.
I be hot in a motherfucker.
Which is crazy because every time I just think about you and like
getting
cannabis.
High.
I just have flashbacks of that night.
I
and we're not gonna talk about it. So, I just be wondering how you be acting. Because I don't never be around you when you be on them edibles.
I literally be.
You must just do it at home.
Yeah,
I
be
think that's
home.
Safe for you.
No, but I really be. I'm quiet. I'm chill. I'm silent. I get deep in my thoughts. That's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah.
I don't. Edibles. pimples. I mean, it just depends. You
that should be hitting you hard.
Me, yeah.
No, I'm talking, you're talking about in general. Yeah.
Yeah, the last time I took an edible was for Kiki's birthday weekend, and I had like a small piece of one, mm-hmm. and I fell asleep at the dinner table at the restaurant.
You are just, you always fall asleep at the table. No, you don't. Fell asleep at the table in Houston.
Okay, two times. Twice. You can't think of another time.
I probably could.
No,
but
you
I'm
can't,
because
I never fall asleep. Okay. I don't, well, I'm lying. Actually, I just lied. Why did I lie like that? I didn't fall asleep. It wasn't me. It was two other people. But I was so damn high, I don't remember who the hell fell asleep.
You didn't know
it was
you?
All a blur. It wasn't me that fell asleep. It was her sister and her friend.
Okay.
But I couldn't even drink my drink. I was so high.
Man,
you know, we went to the winery earlier
so
that
good,
day.
Though. Like, you be floating. Like, I was, last night, I was so fucking high. I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm really Lex P. My name is Lex P. Me. And I was like, that shit makes sense, though.
How? How does it make sense?
Because I am Lex P. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. Are you high right now?
Honestly, I'm probably.
Did you eat an edible today before we started recording?
Okay, let's get into these topics, bitch.
Are you
goddamn.
Okay?
Okay, so I want to talk about disturbing my peace.
Not disturbing the peace. Okay, Luda.
What's the song when he said that?
I don't know. That was the name of his album.
Oh, Disturbing the Peace?
And that was the name of his record label.
Do you think Ludacris' music aged well? I feel like a midget.
I feel like certain songs.
I feel like a midget is hanging from my necklace is not a bar. So I was trying to figure out how the fuck we let him get away with that.
I feel like
I love you, Ludacris.
We let Chingy get away with give me what you got for a pork chop.
Hey, pork chops is good though. I'm gonna give you what I got for a poke chop.
I'm not giving a nigga shit for no poke chop.
I am. Is it smothered?
Hell no. Ooh. I don't give a fuck if it's smothered, grilled, fried.
A fried poke chop.
Keep that swine away from me.
Well, I'm just saying though, I feel like a midget is hanging from my necklace is not a bar. So I'm trying to figure out. Ludacris is a legend, though. I'm not taking that from
him. His videos were legendary. Mm-hmm. I love his videos because he was so ahead of his time. Like, the videos were so creative. Him and, like, Missy were, like...
Yeah, I remember when Ho came out, he was like, Ho, use a Ho. And I remember being in, like, fifth grade, and I was like,
you about to say
me?
Some dumb ass shit.
I'm a Ho. I said it. I'm a Ho.
No, I don't... Yeah, I don't know if his music aged. Well, I'm not sure because I'm not going to lie to you. I never just be riding...
And like, man, play that on Ludacris.
I never be riding in my car and be like, dang, let me listen to, except for Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way. But it was because Mystical did
Here
what
I
the
come.
Fuck needed to be done.
Here I go. Uh-oh. Don't jump, bitch. Move.
You see them headlights?
You hit that fucking crap.
It's stage.
All right, that's enough. But okay, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, how we always do this.
Oh, we were talking about disturbing our peace.
Yes, we were.
Not disturbing
not
the peace.
Disturbing
our
what
peace.
What the fuck is wrong with us, bro?
Okay, back to disturbing our peace. So, one thing about me, I'm a very happy person. I think for the do you think I have good energy though?
I do.
You do think I have good energy for real? Like, you know how some people like, I feel like sometimes I'll meet people or I'll know someone and they'll be cool, but they don't have good energy. Like their energy, like they're always talking about people, they're always being messy, but I feel like for the most part I have good energy. If I meet you and I like you, my goal is to make you happy and to make you smile whenever you're around me and for us to have a good time.
Do you think I have good energy?
I think you do have good energy. But for you to have good energy, you really got to fuck with somebody. Like, if you don't fuck with somebody, you don't care to give them good energy. Like, you don't care.
But I feel like, but my thing is, I feel like, it's not that I necessarily don't care to give them good energy. I just don't give you no energy.
Right, yeah. That's
so I don't
what
feel
I mean.
Like it's good or bad.
Yeah, it's just like,
I just
don't
be giving you nothing.
Right, and I'm the type of person, I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah.
So I always like to be like, when people leave Lex P, even if they only met me once for 30 seconds, I want them to be like, man, Lex P cool as fuck. But that's just me being a Leo.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes maybe after people meet me for the first time, they be like, that hoe. She was quiet. She wasn't talking to nobody. Because I don't be talking. I just be looking and observing.
Right. So I want to talk about when people come into your life mm-hmm. and they want that energy. Mm-hmm. And they just fuck your shit up and disturb your peace. Because you know what?
I'm not. So you're saying they want your energy. They want the good, positive.
Yeah,
energy,
they feel they come like
with negative energy.
Yes, and they don't deserve your energy. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of females in my DMs all the time. Like, oh, I want to be your friend. Let's hang out. Let's be cool. But it's nothing wrong with that. But I'm like, why you want to hang out with me? Why me? You want. Something is going on in your life where you feel like you need my energy, but you don't feel like that's going to drain me?
I don't necessarily feel like it's that. I think sometimes people just look at you and they think you will be a dope person to hang around. I mean, I feel like a lot of people message me and stuff too, being like, oh, we should hang out. You seem cool. Like, I would love to come to Atlanta. A lot of people be like, I would love to come to Atlanta and hang with y'all and stuff like that. But, like, I'm just more so... kind of like how you said, I like to protect my peace and protect my energy because I feel like I've been in so many situations where I tried to become cool with people who wanted to be friends with me just because they wanted to be my friend, and it wasn't conducive in any type of way to my growth.
Conducive? Yo, if you don't have a co-host that knows what conducive means... What are you doing?
Being friends with them wasn't beneficial in no way. It wasn't conducive to my growth in any type of way. So I just feel like what's at this point in my life, what is the point in being friends, becoming friends with a person? Like,
if it's
what
not
is it,
conducive.
If it's not conducive to my growth or beneficial. Absolutely. Like, why are we friends? Like, why would I become friends with you at this age and you're not bringing nothing to the table? You just want to hang around me because you think that I'm going to be cool to hang around. That's not good enough for me to become your friend because you just think I'm a cool bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I just feel like a lot of time people are coming to your life too. And like you said, they'll bring negative energy, fuck up your vibe. And then it'll kind of change. It'll shift your attitude sometimes to a certain extent. I feel like having negative people around you.
I'm giving you background music. Please don't kill my vibe.
I feel like sometimes people come into your life and they be negative and shit, and then it kind of can shift your attitude and stuff and kind of make you start being a negative person because you so unhappy and miserable being around them because of the energy that they bring in.
I feel like I am very skeptical, especially now. Just because I've had so many people come in my life and drain me.
Same.
Like, I've had a lot of people. So, I feel like, what are your intentions? Now, me, I'm not going to lie. I don't need all that. If you just want to be my friend because you think I'm cool and you want to be cool, I'm cool with that. Because that's how I am. I think you cool. I want to be your friend. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like you're an empath?
I don't know what that means.
Really?
I don't. Okay. I don't know what that should mean.
So, basically, it just means that, like, you feel...
I'm empathetic. Like,
well, an empath is somebody who, like, feels things on a deeper level than most people. So, like,
oh, for sure.
So, like, if something is wrong with a person, you kind of are in, even though it's wrong with that person, you kind of take on those emotions and you internalize it yourself, and then it affects your mood and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely am. Especially, like, with my sister. Like, anytime my sister is going through something, it stresses me out. And it makes me, my mom, I'm really that way with her. I'm like that with you really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm really like that with you bad. I am.
Yeah, I am for sure.
But that's just me, like, not saying I'm overextending myself, but that's just the type of person I am. Because I feel like I'm that way because I feel like my job, why I'm here on this earth, is I'm supposed to make people feel good. I'm supposed to make people laugh. That's my duty.
Right.
So even like
it's
last
my duty
week.
To please that booty.
All right. What a time. Okay. Anyways. But like I said last week on the episode last week, even though I feel like people be wanting me to tap dance for them and it's annoying, but I honestly, sometimes I feel like that's my duty and that's what I'm brought here for. So it's my job to make somebody feel better and do better. And you know what I'm saying?
Doesn't tire you though.
It is
like,
very,
well, yeah. I guess you did just say that it tires it you. Is. I mean, because I just couldn't imagine. Like, I feel like,
you know,
living your life to please other people.
Well, not to. It's not
saying that you do everything.
No, it's not necessarily to please other people. It's because I care about how other people feel more than I care about my own feelings.
But that's
so,
not good.
It's not good at all. It's terrible, and that's why I'm in the situation I'm in now. Like, I don't want to talk about it, but it's really crazy because it's like I felt like I was in a situation with somebody and I drained myself because they were going through such a bad, hard time. and I gave all my energy to make this person happy, to make this person smile, to make him feel good. And once he was happy and built up, and he was like, okay, well, I'm happy now. I'm whole. Let me go get this to another bitch. And mm-hmm. I'm left on E.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. I spent all my energy, all my time trying to make you happy, make you laugh, and it was taking from me because I was going through shit. It was times where I wasn't happy, and I needed, you know what I'm saying? But I was spending so much time.
When you engage in those type of relationships with people, you know what I mean? I feel like you do that with all of your friendships mm-hmm. and all of your relationships, but do you ever really look at what the people be doing for you though, or like how they are making your life better? Because right. I feel like sometimes you go out your way and you overextend yourself to people, but then they're not doing anything for you.
Right.
It's just the fact that you've grown to love them and care about them, so you don't want to lose them because you care about them. But mm-hmm. then sometimes me as your friend from the outside looking in, it'd be like, okay, I know she love and care about this person, but what are they adding exactly. to her life?
But that's my problem. I am a giver.
Yeah.
I'm a giver. Like, I do not accept things very well. Like, I mean, besides stuff from my BDBs and shit like that. But I'm talking about, like, I'm just so used to being that person giving love, giving this and giving that. I be giving, 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 giving. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't even realize that I'm not getting nothing in return. So I look up, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm on E, and mm-hmm. you don't have nothing to give me because you don't care.
And that's what I was about to say. The crazy thing is most people, it's not even that they don't care, but most people don't have nothing to give.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They really mm-hmm. don't. If you like a fucked up person and you broken, what the fuck you going to give me?
Exactly. Exactly. And it just be like, damn. But I feel like it's a lesson that I'm learning. I think that's why I've been so closed off lately. I told myself, like, I can't put myself through this no more. Like, bitch, a bitch be going through it.
I feel like I'm super overprotective of you, even though you're older than me.
First of all, I ain't that much older.
I mean, you're like 2 years older than me.
It's a year and a half.
It's over a half, but okay. It's closer to 2.
Because you was born in what, 91?
It's closer to 2. I'm talking about the months. It's closer
Don't
to 2.
Don't touch me, peasant. Unhand me, peasant.
It's like a year and like 8 months or 9 months, but... Okay,
we in the same age range.
A year and a half, okay. But
she's still 30, y'all.
No, I'm not. I'm not 30 yet, period, poo.
You got 4 months.
Anyways, bitch, I'm not 30 yet. Thank you.
30 is a good thing.
Like I was saying, well, that's not the topic, though.
Okay, go ahead.
The point was, and going back to what I said, which was true, I feel like I'm overprotective of you, even though you're older than me. Because you just are so, like...
I'm too nice for this
you're
world.
You're too nice. You're too I'm nice. And you're very sensitive. Ooh, and very emotional.
I am.
So I think when people come into your life, I just kind of... You know, I feel like, too, I give off a sense of, like, sometimes to you, like, I don't ever like nobody mm-hmm. when you have new people come into your
That's
life.
That's how Killa is with me, too. Like, but she don't like nobody it's I
not,
talk to.
But for me, it's not even, and I'm talking about friends mm-hmm. and
Yeah, it, that's how she is.
But it's not so much that I don't be liking your new friends or not liking your new niggas. I just be trying to figure out, like, what they here for because mm-hmm. I know you get so wrapped up in people. I be worried about you because I be like, okay, if this person don't have good intentions, when they leave, she gonna be fucked up. About it, so like why you here?
Why is you disturbing my friend peace?
Right, and I know most people don't be really having genuine good intentions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you so I think you're like a hopeless romantic with relationships. Girl, what the fuck? You? Not the Grease song.
Yes, you knew the reference.
Duh.
Hopeless.
Who doesn't know that? But
damn, that was a good movie.
But yeah, so I feel like, damn, bitch, you made me forget what I was about to say. I just feel like you're just so nice and stuff. So it's just kind of like when people leave out your life, you be fucked up about it because you always have good intentions. And I feel like you're a hopeless romantic when it comes to relationships. And then with your friendships, you're a people pleaser. Because like you always say, you don't have a big family, so you consider your friends to be family. So I feel like when new people come in your life, you give, give, give. Mm-hmm. And then them people don't really be giving that much in the beginning yet. Right. But you already gave so much. Mm-hmm, so then mm-hmm. it's like when they do some fucked up shit, I always be worried about you because I know it really be hurting your feelings.
My feelings be hurt. I had to make sure I didn't
know. But yeah, I know your feelings be hurt, so I just be feeling like, dang. But I just be wondering what you could do to like change that though, because I feel like you get hurt so much because saying. You give so much.
So the reason
if you don't give shit like me, you ain't gonna get hurt. But this is my often.
So this is my theory though now, because I've tried to change who I was and be that a hard person.
But that's not who you are.
But that's not who I am. I can't change that about me. I'm a giver. This is just who I am.
Yeah.
But so what I can change is who I let into my life. You know what I'm saying? I have to be more protective of who I'm like. I'll be thinking that people have good intentions. They'll be like, oh, hey, Lex, let's hang out. I'll be like, okay, girl. So a lot of times I'll be letting these people in my life that don't even deserve to be there because I wasn't picky on the process of letting them in.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Drea. I just wanted to talk to y'all real quick about a program that Lex and I have been mentioning a lot, you know, for the past few months, and I hope y'all been listening because we both use this program and we love it, and we know a lot of people in our lives that use it as well who have told us that it's completely changed their life and just helped with a lot of the issues that they were dealing with, such as depression, stress, anxiety, you know, relationships, self-esteem, all of that. Why wouldn't you sign up for BetterHelp.com? They're going to link you with a licensed professional counselor who's going to be able to help you with anything that you're dealing with. It's very convenient, very professional, and very affordable. So all you have to do is go to BetterHelp.com/poorminds and sign up, and you'll get 10% off of your first month. Now, don't say that we ain't never gave y'all nothing, because we keep trying to put y'all on. Don't miss out on your blessing. Because I was going to say that I definitely feel like I'm a giving person, too, to, like, people in my life. But I'm selective.
You're very
about
selective.
About who I give to. But it's like, mm-hmm. Once I fuck with you, I will give you the clothes off my back, mm-hmm. if I really fuck with you. You know what I mean? But I'm not giving that to everybody. I have to deem you worthy. You know what I mean? And I feel like you... and I feel... you are so stupid. What did you say? You said you... Damn, you just said something and I forgot. My mind went blank. But I feel like, yeah, I have to deem people worthy to give to them. Mm-hmm. I feel like you are just nice off the you don't make people audition.
I do not. Like, I feel like if you approach me, I feel like, but people can feel my energy. So I feel like if you're approaching me, you have to have good intentions because you know my heart. Because you see how I am. But people don't have good intentions. They really just be like, oh, she cool. Let me see what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Men and women. Like, I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm talking about everybody.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. I feel like you don't categorize people properly.
Yeah, I be like my homegirl.
You think everybody your friend, mm-hmm. and everybody not your friend. You got to know the difference between, like, your friends, your associates, and then bitches that's just...
And then the people that cool I suck their dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to know the difference between a nigga that you should be really dating for real and a nigga that I'm you should just be fucking and getting him to trick off. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I'm work on that. That's going to be on my 2021.
Yeah, 2021. But I feel like you should never, like, let life make you a fucked up person. No. I feel like a lot of people do that, though.
Yeah,
you
know? For
and
a
that's
while.
One thing that I feel like is commendable about you. Like, even though people be hurting you and stuff, you know, you get hurt a lot, you still don't never change.
I get hurt a lot. Even though niggas be fucking your bitch ass over, I'm glad you still be happy, bitch.
No, I'm glad you're still a good person. I'm glad you're still a good person because you know me. Somebody do some hoe ass shit. I feel like I'm a good person.
Oh,
I'm
Drea.
I feel like I'm a good person, but I be having, like, revenge. Like, it was a post that I posted on my story the other day. It had said, I'ma always choose revenge. I'll heal and heal. I said me.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, once you fuck me over, you are, like, on my
okay,
shit.
Okay, so that's
going
to bring us to the next topic, though. So how do you don't like being the bigger person? Like, I want to talk
fuck
about
me
being
a big,
the...
No.
You don't see
not
the
at
benefit
this age. Not, I feel like at this age, you're doing yourself a disservice, mm-hmm. to always try to be the bigger person. Sometimes you got to say, fuck them people.
Right.
And fuck that shit.
You know, and that's...
sometimes I feel like you're censoring yourself by trying... Sometimes people censor themselves unknowingly by trying to be the bigger person. Like, you feel like you being the bigger person because you're not saying nothing, but in all actuality...
You look pussy.
In all actuality, sometimes you allowing people to think it's okay to disrespect you.
And that's my problem, too. That's why I say a lot of people be coming for me online and saying a lot of shit to me because they feel like they can't, because she not going to say nothing back. Because they know I'm going to just
well,
be
shit like,
that,
that's petty shit. Them people ain't worth your time, honestly. You know what I mean? You not making nobody feel like you pussy. People that watch you online, that don't know you and they saying dumb shit to you, who give a fuck if they think you pussy? Right. I'm talking more so about people that you be having real dealings with.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You have to sometimes just let people know, bitch, you got me fucked up.
First of all, bitch, I got me fucked up.
First of all, bitch, you got me fucked up.
Baby said
and that's okay. It don't make you a bad person. I feel like sometimes people think it makes them a bad person to stand up for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm going to stand up for myself. And I don't give a fuck if you think I'm a bad person or not. You're not about to keep fucking over me.
I needed this conversation.
But you're not about to keep fucking over me. I feel like I'm going to be nice in the beginning. Like, I give people chances and shit, too. But it's like, okay, it's only so many chances I'm going to give you. You're not about to think you can keep playing with me.
Right.
Because you can't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
So being the bigger person is not worth it.
I'm not saying that it's not worth it. Sometimes in certain situations, it is best to just let certain shit go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that's what makes you. That comes with maturity. Knowing what to just be like, fuck that shit. And when to stand up for yourself. Because sometimes certain shit really ain't
like
worth
it. Like you can't let it fucking slide.
Yeah. Certain shit you just can't let slide. But certain shit you just got to be like, okay, fuck it. You know, I done been in situations with people where it was like, okay, I could have said something or I could have did something. But I just be letting people make it a lot of the time. Because I be knowing the truth.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I be knowing what's going on. But then in certain situations, nah. You going to feel me.
I get what Dej Loaf was saying.
Let a nigga try me.
I let a nigga try me. Try me. I'm going to get his whole motherfucking family.
So do you feel like being the bigger person is like...
you know, I hate confrontation. I hate arguing. I do not like it. That's why you had me running down the street with a fat ass and a stiff wig. Because I'm avoid confrontation at all costs.
And I feel like that's a recipe for disaster.
I feel like being the bigger person is just if that's what you get satisfaction out of. Now, this is a little petty. So... I get satisfaction out of having somebody in a frenzy and I'm not saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So on the outside looking in, like, yeah, I'm being the bigger person, but I'm low-key being petty because I know you want reaction out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Giving somebody no reaction is the best shit ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to see somebody hurting. People love to see people hurting that they feel like hold them or did them wrong. They want to see you squirm. So I don't give people that. And then I'll chalk it up as I'm being the bigger person, but I know what I'm doing. But I'm still, you know, I'm being the bigger person. I'm not going to react.
I mean, I feel like I do that sometimes as well. But then with certain people, like, bitch, I don't give a fuck if you feel like you seeing me squirm. Bitch, this how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing wrong with my emotions and my feelings.
And that's true,
I mean?
That's too,
how
because
I
you
feel.
Have to, because, but the also the bad part about that is when you don't express it, you're bottling feelings up and you're not letting that out. And it kind of is like in you just brewing up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's dangerous.
It's
dangerous to not say how you feel about things because.
That's how people get shot.
Facts. No, but for real, that's really how people. Wait,
you agree with that too quickly. Facts!
I'm just saying.
That's how niggas get shot.
That is how niggas get shot, though, on some real shit. Like, people, I feel like if people were better communicators and more people communicated.
People wouldn't die.
Not saying that people wouldn't die, but probably less people, yeah. Honestly. I feel like a lot of people don't communicate and people be upset. They don't really know how the other person feel. They just want to go pop a nigga.
Have you ever wanted to kill a nigga?
Absolutely not. No nigga is worth me going to jail. No nigga or no bitch is worth me going to jail for. Ever.
I've never wanted to sacrifice someone's life.
I never wanted to sacrifice my freedom.
Yeah. So it do be crazy. I've never understood that, like being in a relationship and people be like, I'm going to kill him.
I've wanted to fuck people up. I have, but I feel like every time.
What do you mean fuck somebody
up? I wanted to like fuck people up. Like I wanted to like beat people up and like, or hit them with like bats and shit.
That's not normal either.
Well, whatever. But I've never acted on it. But that's what I'm saying. Whenever I get to feeling like that about a person,
you know,
I'ma cut. Yeah, I'ma just have to cut you off because I don't want to even be in a situation where I'm feeling like I want to do that to you. Like people that are in my life right now, I don't have nobody in my life that I just have like thoughts like that about, you know what I mean? Like I want to do something harmful to you.
Harmful.
So I feel like once the person starts making me have those type of feelings, I'll be, it's time for you to go. Cause deep down inside, That's my gut telling me that I really don't like you, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I may be trying to, like, fix the friendship or fix the relationship on the outside because I just wanted something in you, just be wanting things to work. But deep down inside, I really don't like your ass. Because if I did, I wouldn't want to hurt. Like, yeah.
But honestly, I will say you are right. Because I remember you told me a situation about somebody you were friends with in the past. And you got to the point to where you wanted to hit her on the head with a glass.
I picked it up.
Yeah, and you was about to do it.
Yeah, but my best friend was there, so he stopped me. So it's just like, yeah, it's like, and after that, that's when I was like, okay, yeah, I can't.
You pushed me out the house, I can't though. You put them. Your hands on me.
Bitch, I pushed you.
You put your hands on me.
Yeah, because.
You put your hands on me.
Yeah, because you was telling me that you was not about to leave out of my house where I pay rent. Bitch, you gotta go. Goodbye.
I did not say that.
You did say
no,
that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you was. You was like, I'm not about to go nowhere. You did say that. Yeah, you did.
I don't remember.
I wouldn't have just, like, pushed you out the house. No, I wouldn't have.
Yes, you would have.
No, I wouldn't have.
You're evil.
Bitch, please. No, I'm not. If I'm evil, so are you.
All right, we're going to move on.
If I am, then what are you?
Okay, now we're going to get into the bed.
Oh, the bed.
Hey, get into the bed. I said, get some head in a motherfucking bed.
Why you keep trying to remix the song?
Because I'm just trying to get prepared. We going to the studio this week.
I'm going
to
write my shit down. I'm not freestyling.
First of all, you can't write, though.
I'm not going off the dome, bitch.
You can write something? Who going to think? Who going to have the hardest verse, me or you?
Me.
Bro, you is not going harder than me in the studio.
Bitch, please.
You think you can rap better than me?
Yeah, if I
who
write.
Who hotter than me? Nobody, sir.
That Plies wrote that. Half the shit that you be rapping, you don't even write it.
I was just saying I felt
so Plies. I definitely think I'm going to have the harder verse because I'm going to be thinking deeply.
What you going to say?
I already know more words than you.
Drag on me so, in there. The automatopotomy of the lyricist of the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm in cahoots with the cahoot, and we gonna do what we do.
I'ma be saying shit, and you gonna be like, huh? What that mean?
You gonna rap like Kendrick Lamar.
You gonna be over there scratching.
You gonna be in the studio like Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. And I'ma be the Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah, fact.
But
honestly,
you see my dick hits.
Those bitch don't kill my vibe.
But I'm going to a Yin Yang Twins concert before I'm going to a Kendrick Lamar concert.
That's you. But then it's other people that will go to his concert before theirs. I mean, where are they now?
I'm going to beat that pussy up. Getting residuals. I told you, once I make it, I'm doing like one movie and I'm not doing shit no more. I don't want to fucking work. I don't even want to be here right now.
I'm so deep. Nah, but the Whisper song, me and Jasmine was just talking about that the other song, and we was just like, dang, that was stupid ass song.
Shot chrome on the floor wide open.
That song was so dumb. Like, looking back on it.
Oh, the Whisper song?
Yeah.
Bro, that started a movement.
Who decided to go in the studio and just be like, we about to whisper this whole shit. That shit would never work
bro,
today.
That shit is lit.
It started what movement?
The Whisper movement.
Who else made a Whisper song?
Oh, girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet. Work that. Let me see your drip sweat.
Whose song was that?
David Banner.
Oh, yeah, but that was one other song. What movement led?
Yeah, it was a movement. Then I
with two people?
Then I dropped my shit. Yo, my name Lex P. Let me say something to you. Yeah, I got a big fat booty.
That's crazy because nobody ever heard that.
You never
that
heard
shit.
That song?
No, nobody did.
They used to play it in Houston. Yeah.
I lived in Houston my whole life.
Yeah,
never heard
it.
It.
They used to play it at the club.
So basically, the movement went nowhere.
It was a Whisper movement. Bro, what is we talking about? Okay, so now we're going to get into the bed. I want to talk about mixing business and pleasure. Because tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you. Cause sometimes you wanna get freaky with somebody and you might be working with them. So how do you feel about having like work bays, work people, like people that you work with that you fucking?
That's a terrible idea.
Terrible idea. Why do you say that?
Because it is. Because it's like, it's no way to keep things professional when you fucking somebody.
How though? Like, if you can, I feel like it can work.
First of all, you of all people definitely don't know how to divide the two. So I don't even know why you advocating for this shit.
I'm advocating.
Because no, it's just not gonna work. Like, somebody is gonna start having feelings, and then y'all still have to work together and be in a space where y'all can't act on y'all feelings. Cause then I feel like shit get childish.
I mean, no, if I'm working, I'm working. So it's like, don't, you know, but once behind closed doors, get me them balls.
No, let me see that. It's a terrible idea. It's too many niggas out here that you don't work with that you can fuck on. Why would you want to fuck with somebody that you working with? That's going to fuck up the business. I'm a firm believer in keeping business business.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked with my boss one time.
Ooh, you want a raise?
I quit 2 weeks later.
Why?
Because I just, the fuck, first of all, this is another philosophy of mine. What the fuck I look like fucking on a boss, on the boss, and still working there? That's clown behavior.
No, I definitely agree. I ain't never.
Why would I be fucking a nigga and I'm working, and I'm still working for him? I've seen that shit happen so many times.
No, no, I'm not gonna lie. I've never, like,
lame as fuck.
But we talking about more so, like, club shit now. Because it's different if you're, like, working with someone rather than working for someone. That's a big difference.
No, that is a big difference. That is a big difference. I still feel like even when you're working with someone, like y'all work at the same company or whatever, neither one of y'all is above the other person, but y'all still work together. I still think it's a terrible idea to be fucking your coworker.
I've definitely fucked a few of my coworkers. I've never fucked a boss of mine. I almost did. Remember that?
I've never fucked a coworker, just a boss.
Remember when you caught me kissing my boss?
Yeah. I do remember that.
Y'all, I was working at this club.
It is still disturbing my peace.
I was working at this club. And Drea pulled up to the club and I was outside kissing my boss. For no reason.
And then she didn't even. Not... Then, like, 2 weeks later, she was like, Drea, I don't even like him. And he's so annoying.
He's so annoying.
Well, what the fuck? Exactly. So, back to my point. A prime example of why you should not fuck your boss, because after she kissed this man, he started liking her a lot, and rightfully so, because she was tonguing him down in the middle of the street, y'all, off of Peachtree. So.
Hold on. Go Google the club now, y'all. They're going to be like, oh, she was at fucking. I know this nigga.
So I'm just saying, like, she definitely gave the wrong impression because I wouldn't say you gave the wrong impression. I feel like at the time you definitely thought you liked him and you didn't.
I did.
But you should. But if you would have just avoided those feelings and kept it professional, you would have never gotten that predicament.
True.
Because those feelings were very fleeting.
Yes, and he was wilding after that.
He was tripping.
Then I told him I had a boyfriend because I had a boyfriend at the time. Yep,
you did.
I was like, I have a man. He was like, well, you're not working this weekend. I said,
and that's how it be. That's what I'm saying. Shit become petty when you work with somebody. And, like, even on another, because you said, like, going back to you and a person working together and them not being your boss. Shit could still get messy like that, too, though. They'll be going off on you in emails. We're doing it professionally.
Yes. Per my last email, bitch.
For real, then y'all be working on a project together.
This shit ugly.
Yeah. I just feel like
they'll
be snitching on you because you late to work. Going to the boss. She came in twice this week. It's 7:05.
You're right. But sometimes I feel like,
leave it alone.
I can't fight the feeling.
You can always fight the feeling.
I can't.
You can.
Okay.
Okay, so have you ever had a successful situation?
I've never had a successful situation, period.
But have you, okay, but more specifically, have you ever had a successful situation fucking with somebody you worked with?
I've never had a successful relationship fucking with somebody I've worked with, but I've also never had a successful relationship fuck with somebody I'm not working with. So, the jury is still out, sis.
I just feel like it's just too many people in the world to fuck with and to be fucking with somebody that you have to see every day where you make your money. Ain't no nigga or no bitch worth me fucking up my bag.
Right. No, I do agree with you. Let me just say I am joking.
I be about my bread. I'm not about to fuck my money up to fuck with this nigga. Absolutely not. Unless he gonna start taking care of me and then I don't gotta work for him no more. Because I damn sure wouldn't be just fucking a nigga that I'm working with. Why would I do that?
I mean, it depends what y'all doing, though. If you making bags and he making bags, that shit don't even matter.
I always want a nigga that got a bigger bag than me, so it does matter.
I mean, if y'all are working together, he may have figured out some way to...
to what?
Make more money than you.
Yeah, if we have...
Because we're entrepreneurs. We don't have a steady paycheck, so... It's
right,
like,
we're entrepreneurs, so that's why we don't have you're my coworker. I'm not about to fuck you.
Don't never say never.
Bitch, I'm not about to fuck you. You too emotional. You, Carl Thomas.
You don't act word like we ain't kissed before.
Word to Carl.
You definitely put that tongue down my throat.
Lex, that was like literally 2 days after I met you. Get over you it. Wanted, it happened 5 years
you
ago.
You wanted the punch.
Let it go. What were you talking about in the last episode? Let that hurt
but
go.
You wanted me.
Let it go.
You wanted me.
Actually, if we want to be technical, you know what happened. Do I have to go there? Somebody was trying to talk to me, and I didn't want them trying to talk to me. You so still. I acted like you was my girlfriend.
And you liked it. You came back for more.
When?
We kissed twice.
When?
On the bus. On the party bus. And
what bus?
We're not going to say whose party bus we were on, but you kissed me on the party bus.
When was this? Is this when we first met? I don't remember the second time. I remember at the bar, though. You got soft lips.
Okay, anyways.
I will say that.
The list, well, you wanted Lil Garfield. It's okay.
I am scared. It's not a big deal. First of all, please don't never say
that.
No,
it's not a big deal.
I'm literally terrified of Garfield.
No, you're not.
I literally am. I really am. And I say this every time that you say that.
I will never say never.
Garfield scares me. Like, she's very intimidating. Yeah.
Okay.
Facts.
All right. So mixing business with pleasure, we're not doing it.
I'm not. I don't know about you, because, yeah, they be right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. I love to fuck shit up.
So are you still going to continue after this conversation? You are. She is.
No, I'm not.
But I will say, the last time that I, like, the time that I did fuck, like, my boss or whatever, it didn't end bad.
Talk to y'all really quick about this all-natural supplement that Lex and I have been using lately. It's formulated to sweeten the taste and the smell of your bodily secretions, and it's made for both men and women. It's made with a unique blend of extracts, and look, y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, this shit works, okay? Your man and your girl not gonna be able to get enough of you. They gonna wanna eat you up, okay? Because this shit makes you taste so yummy. Now, don't say I ain't never gave y'all nothing. Go ahead and type in Poor Minds when you check out and get you a little discount. Okay, hun?
Yeah, it never is bad.
But you know why it didn't end bad? Because I didn't give it an opportunity to end bad because I quit.
But honestly,
who knows what would have happened if I kept working
for
him?
I'm not trying to be funny, Drea. I'm not a crazy bitch, though. I don't have crazy
in me. Are you trying to say I'm crazy?
No. You're more crazy than I am, though. You gonna do some shit before I do, like...
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
bitch,
are.
Bitch, when is the last time I ever did something?
I'm not saying that you... But I'm saying if it came down to it, you're gonna do some crazy shit before I do.
I'm not, because I'm more logical. If anything, you would do some crazy shit because you're emotional. You think
no,
emotional.
But I've never
bitch,
done no crazy...
Shall we revert back to chapter five?
Me popping up at Old Boy House? Yes. That was the first and last time I did some crazy shit. I've never done no crazy shit, ever. I don't be on that type of time. I like popping up.
Shall we revert back to chapter one?
What's chapter one?
Verse three.
What I did?
When you, I don't want to say this.
What I do?
I'm
come
not
on.
Say it
it's
on
okay.
The show.
I don't care.
When you stabbed that man.
Okay, let me say this now.
You said I don't care.
All right, let me explain the story, goddamn. Let me tell y'all what happened. So what had happened was...
I ain't never stabbed nobody.
He was in my face. I was trying to eat my food. And I kept telling him, back up off me now. If a girl tell you back up off. So I went to the kitchen, I grabbed a knife. I didn't stab him yet. I said, back up off me. And he wouldn't move. So I was just like...
Why did you get the knife?
Because he needed to back up off me. He needed to give me my space.
Did he put his hands on you?
No, but he
so
was
you just
in my
stabbed
face.
Him.
No, but he was in my space. If somebody has a knife and they tell you to back the fuck up, why would you not back the fuck up?
Also, why would a person go get a knife when you didn't touch them?
Because he was like this, like making like trying to be funny, like, oh, I'm not touching you though. Like he was doing all this shit like in my face. So I was like, back up off me, nigga. back up.
And you said you are more likely to do something crazy.
I was trying to protect myself. I didn't know
from what he didn't do shit to you. I am so dead. No matter how you spin it, I don't give a fuck. Bad.
No, but I don't care if somebody, if you go in somebody's space and they're telling you
I've literally never been like, let me get a knife.
No, but I'm saying if somebody's in your space and you're telling them to back up and they don't back up, you're not gonna get something to protect yourself.
Not a knife.
What you gonna do then?
Maybe get a skillet.
Okay.
Hit them upside the head.
Whatever. It's still hitting somebody.
With a knife?
He should have backed up. You should back up. I'm telling you. Back the fuck up, nigga. I'm going to kill you. Get out of my space.
Do you really feel like, looking back on this,
I will do it again.
You really feel like it would have been worth you going to jail?
Yes. You should have backed up. I told you. Y'all don't understand how this man was. I can say I've been in love one time. It was with this nigga.
I don't want to be in love then.
Kept telling you. If I keep telling you to back the fuck up, why would you not?
Give me a minute. I see. I'm scared. Thank God we ain't got a knife.
Why would you not back the fuck up? Why would you not back the fuck up if somebody has a knife in their hand? Please answer me that. Just answer me.
I definitely would have backed the fuck up. You ain't got to ask me, because I would have been like, oh, I'm about to deal. This bitch crazy. I would have left.
And he was still antagonizing.
But I feel like some people are like that, though, because some people be like, I dare you. Like, I feel like you're not going to
exactly.
do it. I would never test the theory. Like, if somebody pulled out a knife or a gun or some shit, all right, I'll fuck with you.
But that's what I'm saying. People be trying to try me.
Actually, I won't be fucking with you.
He was trying to try me, and I got tired of that shit. Like, he would always do that to me. And I was like,
But we just also talked about this. That's allowing people to get under your skin. Then you would have been the one in prison.
Well, I'm not. He's okay.
Yeah, that's good that you're okay. But
honestly, if he would have called the police on me, I would definitely be in jail.
You need to learn how to control those emotions.
No, but I'm not crazy. I don't do crazy shit.
Yeah.
I don't like to do that. I'm not a pop-up type girl. I popped up on somebody one time.
Yep, and you had me drive you.
You did not drive me, bro.
Involving me in the foolery.
You did not.
I did.
We talked about this and we talked about this with the dude.
We definitely wasn't in two separate cars.
No, but that night, that was a different night. I'm talking about the night I really popped up on him. That night he knew I was coming. The night you were talking about. We talked about this before. That was a different night you had me pull up. That was a different dude as well.
So you saying you've been crazy on multiple occasions.
So let's get into the bop.
What's your bop?
My bop this week is the whole Amanda tape. The Amanda tape by They. So, it's called They, a group.
They.
T-H-E-Y, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, they got the song. Everybody probably knows this song. It's called All Mine. The pussy will always be mine. You heard that song before.
Yeah.
So that's them. So they got this song called STCU. It's called Shoot the Club Up featuring Juicy J. And it's a fucking bop. Like, the whole fucking project is good. So the Amanda Tate by They, STCU featuring Juicy K. That's my bop of the week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My bop of the week is Still Your Best by Giveon.
Okay, Giveon. Mm-hmm.
I like his mixtape.
Okay.
It's hard. It's hard. It's hard.
And
hard. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I know you like it.
So I like that song. Excuse me? Yeah. I'm a lady.
Okay. So, yeah, Giveon, I still love that song by him. Whenever you, even though you leave me, you're my baby, even when you... Hey, he is so good.
He is.
He's really, really fire.
He is. I never had even listened to any of his music. You know how I got hip to him?
How? How?
You know.
No, I don't.
From Drake.
Oh, God.
He was on Drake's song. Chicago Freestyle.
Drake, please.
A bop.
Okay. Okay. So now we're going to get into the questions portion of the show. If you want your question answered on the show, make sure you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. That's askpoorminds@gmail.com. And y'all, please try to keep it as short as possible. You know, we got to get through these questions. It'd be a lot of y'all, and it's only two of us, okay?
Yeah, we'll be having a lot of questions. That's crazy.
Right. Okay, so I'll go first. It says, hello, ladies. Love the show. Okay, let's get into it. I was dating this guy for about 2 years. Things were fine in the beginning, but soon everything went from sugar to shit quick. I found out he was cheating on me with 6 different women. 6 different women. As time went on, I was able to be cordial with him, but also knowing, okay, we could never be together again, but the love I have is still there. But this is the thing. For Christmas, he bought me a phone. So I also feel like it's a string holding me back from moving on.
A phone?
Okay, let me keep my mouth shut. I'm sure he still does whatever he wants, but it's like, ladies, I'm limited and also terrified to communicate with other niggas because I'm afraid he might pull the records. And to be clear, we've broken up for almost a year now, and I'm still in the same damn situation. I don't know what the hell to do. And also, I'm not screwing anyone or talking to anyone. My patience is running thin because, like I said before, he still does him while I sit here like a fool. I really just want to be done because I'm feeling lonely and trapped. Thanks, queens. Sorry so long. Girl, leave that nigga in the dust.
6 bitches,
and all you got from it was a phone? Baby, I will go get you a Cricket phone right now. Boost Mobile, something. Boost Mobile, what, $30 a month?
Bitch, I don't even know how much Boost Mobile is, but I don't give a fuck if it was motherfucking Sprint or whatever. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm not staying with no nigga who done cheated on me with six bitches.
That's a lot. That's extreme. He doesn't value you. It's not going to get better.
He don't value himself. He don't value his
niggas going to give you the bare minimum if you let them, and you're allowing him to do whatever he wants to do. Leave that nigga
before he bring you some shit.
The package. Mm-hmm. We know. Y'all know about the
package. We ain't talking about no gifts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Next question. A player got played. How do I kill this nigga?
Wait. That's not the next one.
That is.
Okay.
Hun.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
okay.
Is.
Ooh, my stomach.
Hey, girlies. Anonymous, please. Love your show. Found you guys from the 85 South show and have been binging ever since. Proud to see two beautiful black women growing in the podcast game. I'm from Montreal and I've been scamming niggas. And I've been scamming niggas out they check since I was 16 years old. Grown men as well, because at 16 it's legal in Canada. I'm 20 years old now, so I've had sugar daddies for the past 2 years, and I'm used to always looking at men in the light of their finances. I have 2 now, and I'm getting about 10K a month out of them plus shopping.
Ooh, now, you doing it, girl. Now, I like her.
I like the food. Now that you get my background, here's my dilemma. In July, I met this African BDB. He fell in love with me super quickly, but I was on the fence because I don't love these niggas, LOL. He's in my city, and for the first 3 months, he never discussed sex with me, which prompted me to think this was real. So stupidly, I fell for him too, even though I've never fell in love with anyone in my life. Found out he was cheating on me. I told him I don't give a fuck because he didn't know I had sugar daddy. Still doesn't know. So, I asked him if he wants to have an open relationship since we're both too young to get married and I don't want to restrict him from experiences in life. He cussed me out after that, LOL. I cussed him out too, and now we're not talking. I don't want him back, but I want to ask, in what way should I get revenge? He's in this really big group of other African BDBs, and I know they love bitches from my country. Don't say this. Oh,
don't say that.
Did I ruin my reputation also? I want one of his associates laughing my ass off. First of all, sis, send us the group of African BDBs. Number one. Number two. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Why are you shaking your head?
As a African BDB connoisseur. You, one thing, African, I'll specifically say Nigerian because Africa is big. I don't want to, you know, one thing about, I can say about Nigerian men is they want to be the first. You cannot fuck a bunch of niggas in the same group and think that's going to be revenge. If anything, that's going to make you look crazy. It is.
Well, she didn't say she wanted to fuck nobody in the crew.
No, but she's saying, like, how can I get revenge, like, as far as, like, talking to somebody else in the crew? That's not going to be revenge on a nigga. That's not gonna be revenge.
Yes, she did.
So, like, you gotta look at it like this. Say you fucking, I don't know, Drake. You think you can get back, like if Drake do something to make you mad, get back at Drake by fucking Meek Mill? That ain't gonna make them mad.
You can't never get back at a nigga by fucking another nigga. Especially anything, if they in all the it's gonna do is, I mean, it'll hurt the nigga. Don't get me wrong. Like, if your intention is to hurt a nigga by doing some shit like that, it's definitely gonna hurt him. But he's not gonna ever fuck with you again.
Right.
So I just think it's a stupid decision to do that, especially if you still have feelings for somebody. It's a stupid decision to do that, period. I don't never recommend fucking.
I don't like a nigga. Revenge. I don't like revenge. Revenge comes out of.
I ain't say all that. I just would never fuck. I would never fuck another nigga to get back at a nigga. I think that's stupid as fuck. Slutting yourself out.
Looking good,
bitch. I will never tell my secrets. The fuck. But
no, I'm just saying. But what's a good revenge? Like if somebody wants to get revenge on somebody, that's what I'm saying. Oh,
I just feel like yeah, absolutely. Looking better, doing better, be unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
Be unbothered. You know right. what I mean? As I get older, to be honest, I feel like I was like that when I was younger. But as I get older, I really don't seek revenge with people. Like my main thing, just be bettering yourself.
That's the best revenge. That's the best revenge. Looking better,
and then because trust me, and I always say this. We always say this. One thing about these niggas, if I don't tell y'all nothing else, this is Bible. They gonna come back.
Always.
So the better you look, the more money you making, especially if you seem happy. Niggas hate for you to be happy when it ain't with Ooh. Them. When you left their ass
you
alone.
You meant that. You are very serious today with your proverbs.
Yeah, I'm serious though. When you leave a nigga alone, they don't hate. They hate to see you happy and doing well without them. You know what I mean? So I would say that's the best revenge, girl. Fuck that nigga. He trash.
Fuck that nigga.
But don't go fuck one of his friends, girl. I'm sure don't some fuck other BDBs.
I would never suggest fuck somebody in the same group. I mean, I've done that a few times and it didn't.
I mean, I fucked somebody in the same crew before, but it wasn't for revenge. It was just.
Cause you was ready to move on.
Yeah, I just that's was how ready I was. To fuck with somebody
I fuck
else.
I fuck friends, but it wasn't on the revenge shit. I was ready to move on. And
first of all, friends.
How many?
You gotta use that word. You gotta use that term loosely, cause a lot of the time these niggas don't even be friends, honestly.
Right.
Cause two niggas that I fucked, I don't feel like they was friends. Do you feel like your niggas was friends?
The second.
Like real friends. Yeah, they I'm real because there's a difference between niggas hanging no, around they each other, knowing
friends.
Each other.
They are real friends. But the thing is, though, it was so like the first nigga, it was like we was just fucking. And I was young. I was like 22, 23. I started fucking with this nigga like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more of a, like I had feelings for him type shit. Like we was dealing with each other. But the nigga, like his friend, we was just fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So. The dick was Oops. Good on both of them though.
See, at least that was good for you because on my end.
All right, let's move on. Is it my turn to read?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Drea and Lex, a new listener here. Definitely love the show. I'm a poor girl just trying to get my hustle up. I teach full time and let's be honest, fuck this online teaching shit. Don't nobody want to be online with these bald-headed babies and they dusty mamas? I'm 28 and really just started to feel like I'm not living up to my fullest potential. I really want a complete career change. I don't have kids, got my own place, all of that. Just don't feel like teaching is for me anymore. I really want to start doing lashes, but I feel like every girl in the DMV does lashes. Plus, I don't do a lot of social media. I'm worried about building this bios mess without I'm worried about building this bios mess without a social media presence. Any tips for a young girl trying to get her own bag? Love the show, forever listener, Mimi. Let me tell y'all something. Just because there is a fucking Walmart right here does not mean they're not going to build a Target right across the street. You can never look and be like, there's no such thing as being oversaturated, especially now. We live in a world of consumers. I don't give a fuck if 30 million people can start a podcast tomorrow. I'm not about to stop Poor Minds because none of them shits is Poor Minds. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So it don't matter that a lot of people are doing lashes in the DMV. They're not doing lashes like you, boo. So you got to let people know, hey, this is the difference. And this is what you're going to get when you fucking with me. So don't even let that distract you. Like, that shouldn't even be a thought. When I want to start a project or do something, I never look at it like, oh, it's too many people doing it. Yeah, y'all doing it, but is Lex _P_ doing that shit? Hell no, Nick.
And girl, I'm the wrong person to ask about shit like that, because I literally, when I get tired of doing shit, I quit all mm-hmm. the time. Like, I've literally never stayed at a job just because I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, but this is making me money and it's safe. Like, I don't be giving a fuck, because I'd be like, if you're not happy, your happiness comes first. You can always find a way to make money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Make more money. I mean, and if it doesn't work out, like, if you trying this avenue with doing lashes doesn't work out, you can always go back to being a teacher if mm-hmm. you can't make no money doing
but
that.
But you can do that simultaneously. Like, you can invest in your lash business while you're still teaching.
Yeah, but she was saying she not happy. I don't feel like that's always. Sometimes it's cool to step out.
It takes
out.
Money to make money, though.
It does take money to make money, but sometimes you also got to step out on faith. There's nothing wrong with that sometimes.
You do,
too.
But you also have to be logical. You can't just fucking quit.
I am being logical. But I feel like we both being logical from different perspectives. I've did that and it's worked for me.
Yeah, so but always, that's not everybody's story.
Okay, that's fine. It's not everybody's story, but she might not be everybody. Some people are chosen.
Girl, don't quit. Until you have a steady income or something else, don't quit your fucking job.
Of course not. Well, duh, bitch. Of course don't quit your job if you don't have no money. Why would you do that? That's stupid as fuck.
Well, okay. That's what all I needed you
but
to say.
But duh, that's common fucking sense. But if people don't know that already, then I don't know what the fuck then.
But you know
how advice is a lost cause.
But I'm saying, you know how the comments be. I'm just trying to make clarify.
I'm just saying, though. Like, who but... I just feel like that's common sense. Who would quit their job and not have no income? I feel like if you have income, like if you have like money in your savings or whatever and you straight, go ahead and quit your job and pursue what you want to pursue. And if it doesn't work out, you can always go back to being a teacher. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I just feel like you shouldn't stay in a job and be unhappy. You know what I mean? For money.
Right. I agree.
So many ways to make money, get money. So, yeah.
Oh, you better preach, queen.
Just saying.
No, but, like, I do agree with her. I feel like you have to step out on a limb on
if
faith.
You want
to
simultaneously it takes work money, there, do that. But
yeah,
if not.
It takes money to make money, though. So once you're ready to invest in yourself and really take the steps that you have to take, you can't be scared of that. And you have to make sacrifices. Like, sometimes you're going to want to go and go get you this outfit. Or you're going to want to go to Miami with your friends and do this mm-hmm. and do that. But you can't because you got to invest that money on this and that. Like, everybody's like, oh, I love the upgrades on the show. I love this. I love that. But, bitch, we be paying for everything.
Spending more money now.
We spending more money now, but you have to invest in yourself if you really believe in yourself. I know. I'm not tripping on nothing because I know what's about to come from it. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe in us and I believe what we got going on. So,
you know, a baller now. You got it.
All praise to the Most High. On both sides. Oh, you know what? Go ahead. Read your question.
I just read it.
Is it another question to read? I read that one.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oops. Yeah, I guess it is. Hey, girls. Let's just say I love your show. Saw you guys on 85 South Show and fell in love. But my question is to you guys is how do you come at another female and ask her to have a threesome?
You do it as the woman. I hate when a man comes up to me and asks me for a threesome.
But I think she asking from a female perspective, how do you ask another girl to have a threesome?
That's what I'm saying. So the first thing is first is don't send your nigga over there. I think a lot of times women think that another woman wants to hear from the man. Mm-mm. But I've said this on the past episode. As a woman, but you just got to feel people out. Take shots with her. Turn up with her. Be friendly. Be funny. Like, we having fun. Like, women, if a woman gets drunk and she's drinking, of course, with, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? When they allow consent. With consent. Of course, with consent. But I'm saying, like, women are more prone to talking to another woman that's drunk and that's having fun, that's turning up. So I'm going to be more open to being, like, talking to a woman. So I feel like if you give me a couple shots and you're like, yeah, we can go out and have a good time.
You ready to get that pussy up.
I'm like, fuck it, let's go. We're going to have a good time.
She a good target if y'all look
I am a good target. If y'all see me, especially like if your nigga got money.
Bitch, you are not a good target because you don't even like bitches.
I didn't say I was going to eat the pussy. I'm going to suck a little dick and steal your man. Because the only way I'm going is if he's a BDB.
So I'm going
on a mission.
Oh, my God. And speaking... But, yeah, I agree with Lex. I agree with you as far... Why are you putting your jacket on? Because
I had something to say with my next song.
Not the chinchilla.
I put this on my Lord. My niece was poor when she felt chinchilla.
I thought it was poor.
What did I say?
Not poor. Anyways, back to what I was saying. I definitely feel like using the woman needs to go and talk to the other woman. You know what I mean? When you're trying to have a threesome. But I wanted to say this. I don't know if this is a listener. I need to look at both cameras. I don't know if this is a listener of the show or not. But somebody is in my DM right now, a young lady. And she's asking me to have a threesome with her, her man, and in my email as well, because I didn't respond to the DM. So then she emailed me. The answer is no.
So how would you want to be approached since you eat pussy?
I don't, pussy really. Pussy muncher? I really don't.
You're a pussy like eater.
First of all, bitch, no, I'm not. Yes, I'm really not. I literally, how you going to say that, but then on another episode?
Pussy, pussy muncher. Well, pussy,
state
pussy
your position. Muncher. Pick your side and stay
no,
on
I
it.
I like to lie.
Because one day, on another episode, you said I don't. So
you,
what's the truth?
You eat
what is
cat.
The truth? I do, but I don't do it that much. So I feel like I don't want to be approached for a threesome.
At all?
Absolutely
so
not.
So how you going to have
at
a threesome?
At this age... Because if I have a threesome, it'll be with me and my man.
So how are you going to approach another woman? How do you approach a woman to have a threesome? You see me and Garfield, Big Garfield, sitting in VIP chilling. How you going to approach us? Come on, girl. Tell me.
Buy you a bottle.
That's like facts. I'm be like, oh, she got money.
I'm going to be like, babe, send her a bottle.
And then you're not going to follow up with nothing?
Yeah, I would come over there and like be like, and have like a drink with you or something. And start, you know, talking to you. And be like, you pretty. Mm, what's your name?
I'm going to be like, Les P, nigga, what's good?
I'm going to be like, yeah.
You have a good night.
Well, you're beautiful. It was nice talking to you.
And so, do you want like a feminine woman or you want like young?
I like girls, like women like me.
Oh, okay. So, you wouldn't want no
like
young MA in the bedroom, like somebody.
First of all, why would a young MA type, no. Why would me and my man want to fuck a bitch like that?
Because he might be, you know.
I mean, she's beautiful. Like, she's very attractive, but like, why would you and your nigga want to fuck?
Because he may like stuff like that.
Then I would need to be concerned, bitch. Because he keeps me some secrets.
You would... Hey, she fine, though.
She is, but if that's what my nigga wanted...
But she got ass, too.
She do, but, like, out of all of, like, the very feminine women that would be in the room,
okay,
if that's who he
saying.
Chose for us to have a threesome with, now I would be concerned because I would feel like you hiding something.
Not
that there's nothing wrong with it,
saying.
But it's like, it's some shit about
okay,
you, I don't
saying.
Know. Because that's who
saying.
You picked out of all these bad bitches.
I get what you're saying, but I was looking at it more so of like them two running train on you type thing.
Why would I want that?
Why wouldn't you want that?
You would want that? Mm-hmm. So you would want her fucking you with a strap and then him fucking you with his dick. You're lying.
It's an adventure.
You're fucking lying. You're not about that.
These niggas head, but not broke, no.
You is not about that life. I don't know why you lying to these people.
I'm not. I would.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I definitely wouldn't be having a threesome. I wouldn't want to be approached. So that's why I said that, because I don't know if this is a listener.
No, she,
they offered me some money. Girl, I don't want that money.
No, but I'm saying, but she's asking how do she approach, like, people to have threesomes with her.
I definitely feel like you said, you just need to go and talk to them yourself.
Yeah, the woman needs to talk to her, get her drunk, get her lit. But like I said, consent.
Get your nigga to buy, like, buy,
buy
her
some
drink.
Buy, yeah, buy her something, you know what I'm saying? Make sure whenever, like, if y'all going back to a hotel or go back to somebody's house, it's nice. Don't be fucking taking them back to no fucking funky ass bedroom in the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta take it to a nice-ass hotel or take it to a nice-ass crib, whoever got a nice-ass house, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody don't deserve it, though. Some of them be ready to be fucked and ducked.
Okay. Is that all the questions we got?
Yes.
That's it?
I think that was 4 questions, I think.
I hope so, because, yeah, that's all we gonna read today.
So you about to sing, right?
First of all...
Because I really need to see why you put this jacket on.
Actually, I already messed it up because I already said it. So, I was getting ready to go, honestly. Make sure y'all get the merch. Friday is the last day to order the merch. Y'all see
yes.
it. Y'all see what the fuck going on. The merch is We look good, bitch, and that's on purr.
Fine.
You know, and even if you don't want to wear it, just support us. Damn, you know, we some black.
You can wear it around your house if you don't want to wear it, you know, outside. Because I understand, you know, you might not want to wear it outside.
I don't. I see some baddies.
I do too, but you know, it's a lot.
But our next drop is fire.
Going on.
The next drop is fire too, so.
Yeah, but the next one is more conservative. I feel like it would be more socially accepted to wear it at the house.
Is there a song you would like me to sing before we wrap
this? I thought you just said you had a song.
I did, but you messed it up and you said it before I got to say it. I was just going to rap a few bars. Like I'm driving in cars. And I do what I do. From that H-Town bang screw.
This thing. Why are you rubbing your jacket like that?
Because I'm light as a feather. Bitch, this is real leather. Don't touch it.
This
don't
is
touch
a
it.
Baby. Don't touch it. Don't touch
it. I put this on my Lord. My niece was four when she felt chinchilla. Nigga, we getting money. Everybody mad.
You need to back up.
Didn't we talk about this earlier? Back up out my space. See, this is why
you don't have a knife.
Stabbed. This is why people get stabbed. You keep touching me.
I'm touching the fur.
You see why people get stabbed?
No. You really?
And
or do you have any more bars?
They're going to be like, this is that jacket she wore last year.
Hecking like this, she knew.
Man, fuck y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Talk about my damn jacket.
Who, me? What'd I say?
I don't know.
You don't want to say this realistic. I said that's debatable.
First of all, don't try to play me, bitch.